Hello, everyone, and welcome to Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin, and today I'll be discussing A Star Is Born from 1937, starring Janet Gaynor and Frederick March. So now let me get into some behind-the-scenes details about the film from its IMDb. This is the only one of the four movies of this storyline, this film from 1937, A Star Is Born from 1954, A Star Is Born 1976, and A Star Is Born 2018, where the lead female character is not a singer, but rather an actress. So in this film, she plays an actress. In the other version, she's a singer. And the movie itself is not really a musical, because the other ones, like especially the 2018 one, there's a soundtrack, you know, a lot of songs that they sing together. This one, there isn't a soundtrack like that. All right. And then also from its IMDb, John Barrymore, who was originally cast as Norman Maine, but replaced after a few days of filming due to his inability to remember his lines due to his bout with alcoholism. So it kind of got a little real there, right? You know, the character is based on Barrymore and his alcoholism. So I thought that was interesting to note that he was kind of showing, you know, people's issues with alcoholism and issues with the film industry at the time. So it's almost a little too realistic, right? All right, so now let's get into my thoughts on the plot. I gave it a 4 out of 5. I liked it. And for me, it really starts to pick up when Vicky and Norman are starting their relationship together. I think that's really when the film starts to go up a little bit in quality and storytelling wise. That's where I started to really, really like it. I get that we're supposed to see her as poor, you know, before that in the film industry, having no experience or really anything like that. I get that. But I also wanted to see that coupled with Norman, kind of showing like his side of the industry where he was, you know, popular and had a lot of money and all that, just to kind of compare the two. And then when they finally meet, then they kind of understand each other or whatever, something like that. But I get what they were trying to do. They were trying to show Vicky was the main character and her starting out in poverty. But I think if it was coupled with Norman's success, I think that would have been a very interesting dichotomy. I also wasn't a huge fan that a lot of the issues that Norman has are just talked about, not really shown, such as his DUI or, you know, his car accident, rather. I wish we saw more of that. We didn't really see any of that. He just drinks a bottle and then the characters say he's been missing for 4 days and then they find him in court. I kind of wish we saw him, like a little montage of him, like drinking, you know, going a little crazy. I don't know, something like that would have been interesting to see. Instead of them just talking about it, I'm a huge fan of showing, not just telling. It's fine. I just wish we did see something like that. I think that would have been interesting. And then other than that, though, I love the story. It's amazing. I could see why it's been remade so many times. Apparently, it was also based on a film from the 30s and even some films from the 20s. So it's one that's been told several times, but this particular version of the story has been told about 4 times. So yeah, I love it. You know, the ending scene really got me teary-eyed. I normally don't get teary-eyed at movies, but this scene really, really did. And, you know, just knowing that, Norman, you could have talked about your problems. You know, it was sad to me that he committed suicide. You know, it's very tragic. He could have been saved. And it was just so sad. It's just his thinking of, you know, if I leave, it'll help her problems. And I just, so tragic. But that's why it's such a good story, because it is so tragic. And I also love, though, at the end, she says, "I'm Mrs. Norman Maine." Now, some people critique it to where, well, no, she needs to be her own person, right? But to me, that was just her signifying that she loved her husband and how much he meant to her and to her career, and that she'll keep moving forward despite this tragedy. So, yeah, I like the plot, though, overall. I think it's a great story and something that I think a lot of us can relate to, even though it's the film industry, right? You know, movies about the movie industry generally come off as, okay, yeah, another movie about Hollywood. But this one is really tragic and kind of shows kind of the dangers of fame. You know, like, again, he had a great career and all that, but his addiction to alcohol really ruined his life. And you know, how many singers, how many actors, how many people do we know that were famous that's happened to? You know, the list is just ongoing. So yeah, that's why I gave it a 4. Now, in regards to acting, I gave that a 5 out of 5. So I thought it was top notch. I think Janet Gaynor did incredible in this movie. The only other movie I've seen her in was Sunrise, and that one's a silent film. So it's interesting hearing her voice in this. It's very high pitch and very different than how I thought it was going to be. But I thought it was great. I thought Frederick March was great. I think this is the only film I've seen with him in it. He's amazing. Again, good at playing the tragic character. And they're lovable and they have great chemistry together. So it's just even more tragic when he dies. It's a great cast all around. You know, Adolphe Menju. I think that's how you say his name. For some reason, he keeps popping up in all these movies. He's been in later on, I'm reviewing. What was it called? The Goldwyn Follies. So he shows up in that. He's in. What was that newspaper one? It's like The Front Press or something like that. I can't remember the name of it. The Front Page. There we go. He's in that. He's just been showing up in all these movies. So it was great seeing him. He's a great producer character. Definitely has the Walt Disney thing going on. You know, slicked hair, mustache, all of that. He looks great here. And then, yeah, I just think overall it was a great cast. And I really love Janet Gaynor, and Frederick March. I think they are great. All right, so let's move on to directing. So I gave that a 4 out of 5. I thought William A. Wellman did a great job. I am not too familiar with his work. He's really known for Public Enemy, Oxbow Incident, and then this movie. I haven't seen those other two. So this is my first time watching anything from him. You know, the only issues I had, again, I mentioned we're at the beginning of the film where we spend so much time with Vicky. I wish we had that coupled with Norman. I think that would have been interesting. And he's actually the writer of this film. So that's why you could kind of point to him, right? But the way he staged the scenes, the way everything was all set up, the set pieces, even like the train station was really cool. The Academy Award ceremony was cool. Like he really could set it up. It looked very realistic. But again, I wish we saw more of Norman. I think that would have been better story-wise. All right, so now off to cinematography and special effects. I gave that a 5 out of 5. I thought it was amazing. You know, the Technicolor that was used here was incredible. It's one of the earlier Technicolor films. It was absolutely fabulous. And as tragic as it was, I love the scene where Norman is walking on the beach towards his death, because I think it's a matte painting or something that is showing the sun looks like he's walking into heaven, basically. I thought that was really cool. And like I said, as tragic as it was an amazing effect. All right, so now on to the music. I liked it. I gave it a 5 out of 5. You know, some really good music, and such as in Norman's death. That was very good. Tragic music. And yeah, just all around, there's some great music when they're together. There's some great music at the beginning of the film. It's got a good score. So yeah, I really liked it. 5 out of 5. It really sets the tone and sets the stage for you. All right. So tallying that all up, that brings my Letterboxd score to a 4.6 out of 5, which I'm rounding to a 5 out of 5. So would I recommend this movie? Yes, I would, but it is a tearjerker. So keep that in mind. You know, it's not one you'll probably want to watch again anytime soon. It's one of those tragic movies. And I can't speak for the other versions of the film, but I could see why there have been so many, because this is a very compelling and good story. So yeah, I loved it. All right, well, those are my thoughts on A Star Is Born from 1937. Thank you so much for watching or listening to today's episode. Make sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Really Old Movies, where I discuss details about the week's particular film. New podcasts are released Saturdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. And the video versions on YouTube, Mondays at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and also on Rumble. All right, thank you so much. This has been Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin. Take care.